We went to visit a lovely chap called Paul Mocroft, and he and his partner have set up a wonderful bed and breakfast over at Freshwater Bay with an environmentally friendly theme to it. Here's the interview. See what you think of this. So I'm here with Paul Mocroft at a wonderful bed and breakfast over in Freshwater. It's called The Bay. How long has this been open, Paul?
Well, we've just opened, actually, after about 20 months of renovating the entire house. We're now just open for our first guests for this season.
And it's a beautiful place. Thank you very much for showing us around. You've got three bedrooms here, all different styles. Each of them has a different colour, but very, very comfy beds in each of them, LED televisions, beautiful bathrooms. I think the theme to your bed and breakfast is ecology, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. We have renovated the property, as I said. It's a Victorian property. We've tried to keep what bits of Victorian features were in it originally and enhance those and modernise it, but also do that on an eco theme.
Yes.
We have put in solar panels for electricity and also for hot water.
Yeah.
So our heating and hot water is from the sun, and we've also got a log burner, so in the winter, heating and hot water should come from trees and the wood.
And you also said that when you were renovating the property, you actually stripped all the wood back by hand rather than using chemicals.
We did. Everything's been stripped back by hand, so all the woodwork has been exposed, from doors to stairs to stair rails to banisters to floors, the whole lot, but all done by hand.
Yeah.
No chemicals used.
And you've got LED lights in the ceiling, so they're very, very eco-friendly.
Every single light is LED, with spotlights in bathrooms and communal areas. And in those communal areas, they're all on sensor.
Yeah.
So you walk in, you don't have to worry about turning the light on. It's all automatically happens for you.
And even your beautiful paints on the wall are environmentally friendly.
They are clay-based natural paints.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking above your mantelpiece, and you've got an award for this from TripAdvisor. It's a Green Leaders Gold Award. Was it difficult to get?
We had to meet certain criteria.
Yeah.
We fill in and tell TripAdvisor what we've done with regard to our environmental renovation and also our ongoing running of the business.
Yes.
So in the sense of how much water we use, do we reduce, reuse, recycle,
yeah,
what we've done with reclamation during the renovation project, as I said, about our energy generation, etc. And we tell TripAdvisor what we've done. And I'm pleased to say they came back and told us we've got the gold award.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
I mean,
you.
There aren't many businesses, I think, on the Isle of Wight who've got that award. I know you're appealing not only to environmentally friendly tourists, but to all people who want to come to the island, but particularly those who, I think, would like to do walking or cycling. There are lots of facilities here at Freshwater for walkers, aren't there?
Absolutely. I mean, we're situated perfectly, really, on the cycle routes and the walks, especially the walk up the Downs towards the Needles, over the Tenison Downs.
Yeah.
A lot of the cycle routes pass by us. Freshwater Bay is very beautiful. We are in an area of outstanding natural beauty. So, yes, we are obviously appealing to those kind of tourists to settle down with us, have a night, and then on their way again, whether they're walking or cycling, we've got bike racks out the front for people to lock their bikes to.
Yeah, and I think if people sort of come to the island, you know, you think about the West Wight and Freshwater and you think it's a little bit remote, but there's actually plenty to do here other than just walking, isn't there?
Oh, loads, yes. Just at the end of our road, we've got Dibola Lodge, which is the photography museum of Julie Margaret Cameron.
Yes.
And literally at the end of our road is the Thatch Church.
I know, it's very, very beautiful. We're lucky it's a sunny day today. We just had a look at that, and it's fabulous. And also you've got a lovely cafe bar called The Piano.
The Piano Cafe, right at the end of our street as well, so perfect for guests.
Yeah.
At the end of a long day, then we'll go and sit and relax, have a drink, something to eat, beautiful views as the sun sets over the fields.
Yeah.
And exactly right where the Thatch Church is.
And I think a lot of people who are coming to stay with you this year may come sort of as families. I think you're able to combine the three rooms and your breakfast room, really, for a whole large family, aren't
we? The bed and breakfast itself is quite self-contained. So, as you say, we have three rooms and a family, extended family, group of friends, parties, etc., could take the whole three rooms with our breakfast room, almost effectively rent it like they're renting a house, and we cook them breakfast in the morning.
Well, talking about breakfast, I think even your breakfasts are environmentally friendly, aren't they? Because you try to source them from the island.
Correct. Our eggs, for example, free range, Isle of Wight eggs.
Yeah.
We try and use local suppliers and producers where possible.
Yeah, and even Isle of Wight sausages.
Yes.
Which are my very, very favourite things. Now, if people want to stay with you, could you give me the web address? So
yes, we are stayfreshwaterbay.co.uk. Stayfreshwaterbay.co.uk.
Well, that's very easy. Well, best of luck with it. I hope
Thank
it all
you.
Goes very well. We love it. and we'd certainly like to see it again. So thank you very much indeed.
Thanks a lot.
This is Vectis Radio with Visit Isle of Wight.
This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
Having a problem with your phones? Need your sound system sorted out? Call West Wight Audio for expert friendly advice. Whatever your problem, just ask Kelvin on 0800 118 2484, email info@westwightaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
The Wight Military and Heritage Museum. Situated on the main Cows to Newport Road, the museum will excite your senses. Adults and children of all ages can experience the surge of adrenaline on an armoured vehicle ride around the tank track. For a real treat, why not try a ride in one of the Centurion tanks? There's also a covered rifle range to test your shooting skills. Enjoy refreshments in the cafe or the mess bar. Come along to the Wight Military and Heritage Museum, where you will be welcomed with open arms by our volunteer team. All profits are redistributed among armed service charities. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Stay social and get in touch. Add us on Skype. It's vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
I'm walking on sunshine.
You're walking on sunshine with Vectis Radio.
Billie Holiday and Summertime. There's one thing we're not on the Isle of Wight, and that's subtle. We'd love you to spend your holiday with us this summertime. It's James and Judy here. It's the Visit Isle of Wight show, and that's just about all we've got time for, isn't it?
It is. Thanks for joining us this time, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, we'll be back very shortly in just a couple of weeks with some more things for you to do on the Isle of Wight. Don't forget, you can stay at the bay in freshwater, you can hire a Twizzy, or you can come to the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. I hope there's some things to give you food for thought. thought, and we look forward to being with you next time. In the meantime, here's Dog Tanyan and Cheap.
www.vectisradio.com.